Lake Champlain had joined the Great Lakes in only one category, National Sea Grant Research Funding. The lake's promotion came when Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy inserted it into legislation governing eligibility for the research money. It was a quiet move which generated a small storm of controversy. Champlain is a dramatic stroke of deep water between the mountains of New York and Vermont, but at 490 square miles, it's tiny in comparison with even Ontario, the smallest of the five accepted Great Lakes. Midwestern lawmakers called it Lake Plain Sham. Vermont Senator Leahy gracefully conceded and encouraged senators to reconsider.
I understand the symbolic issue this has become with our friends in the Midwest. And because they are my friends, I do not want to create problems for them. So even though we're the sixth largest lake, we've agreed to call Lake Champlain a cousin instead of a little brother to those larger lakes in the Midwest.
The compromise last week was a concession for Champlain's supporters, but it preserved the University of Vermont's eligibility for $56 million in annual federal funds. The House is expected to second the demotion with a vote this week. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Martha Foley in Canton, New York.